Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Pulkwa, good afternoon to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Fine, man. The Lord is good, and you?
Ah, fantastic. Indeed, the Lord is good. I hope that your day has been spent well so far.
Yes, sir. Everything went well.
Good, man. Good, good. Thank you so much to hear that. Now, we're on the subject still of the authority of the Bible, and today we're discussing its purpose as well as God's method of communication with his people before there was a written word. So, Fundis, what is the purpose of the Bible? What would you say is the purpose of the Bible?
Okay. Allow me to read from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Which scripture was this referring to?
This is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, when it says all scripture, what is it referring to?
All scripture, meaning when it says all, remember, yeah, we are in, what is this, New Testament.
I see.
Right now, if you go to the original language, it emphasizes, says all scripture, including the one in the Old Testament. That is the scripture that is, is inspired by God, and when he used his people to write on his behalf. So now the question today is the purpose of the Bible. What is the purpose of, I read there, I'm coming back to that. I want to say first and foremost, the scripture, the purpose of the scripture, it is a love letter from God for his own creation, the people that are created in his image. Now, you know, the purpose of the Bible, in the Bible reveals the character of God.
Right.
And the Bible says God is love, does not possess love. He is himself, he is love.
Yeah.
So now God now is sharing that love of his to us as his people. And we see this love especially after men have disobeyed God and sin came into being. Then it was God himself through his son Jesus who had to come down to planet Earth to die for us, the sinners, in order for us to be saved from our sin. So this, that is now the word of God, the Bible, is a love letter to God, because God, it is not his intention to destroy us. Hence, he has given us no long time, no pleading with us, trying to make sense with us, calling upon us, come, let us reason together, because because of his love, he doesn't want any one of us to be lost. Meaning, if I am lost, it is not because of God. That's not God's intention. God wants to save the world. So the purpose of the scripture is to reveal the true character of God, and that true character is love. That's number one. Again, Council on Sabbath School, Web page 84 says, the Bible alone is our rule of faith. Because we accept Christ as a personal Savior, and the Bible now is like a spirit level to guide us. You know, it is a guidebook. It is there to guide us so that God doesn't want not even a single one to be lost. And if anyone is lost, it will not be because of God. Because the more we sin, the more God loves us.
Yeah, it's a
so.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Look, go ahead.
Okay, according to Selected Messages, page 16 says that God committed the preparation of his divine inspired word to finite man. This word arranged into books, the Old and New Testament, is a guidebook to the inhabitants of a foreign world, bequeathed to them that by studying and obeying the directions, not one soul would lose its way to heaven. So the purpose of the scripture is to guide us, because God doesn't want us to lose the direction. Doesn't want us to know. He wants us to be part of his kingdom. And God is, you know, is having it very hard within himself when he's doing everything to save us. And sometimes he do everything to reject, you know, the pleadings of the Lord. So the Bible now, the purpose of the Bible is to guide us so that not even one soul to be lost. That is the purpose of the Bible. Also, as I read in 2 Timothy, that scripture is given to us for God to reprove us when we go wrong, for correction, to correct us when we have lost the direction, for instruction in righteousness, so that we as a people of God, we may be equipped for every good work. That is the purpose of the Bible. That's why we're given the scripture.
Yeah. Now it's quite interesting indeed. Now, would you say that my pastor, the Bible today is still relevant? I mean, it was written centuries ago. And but time has elapsed ever since it was written. I wonder if the relevance is still there.
In fact, it is relevant, more than relevant, even today. Why? Remember, let me go back, remind you what we said during the course of the week. When I spoke about the big five, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God the Word, and the law. And the Bible is saying the Word is truth, God the Son is truth, God the Father is truth, God the Holy Spirit is truth, the law of God is truth. Then I said, now, these big five, if you look at their characteristics, all of them, they are eternal. God is eternal, doesn't have a beginning and an end. His Son doesn't have the beginning and end. His Spirit, his word is there for eternity to guide us. God put it there to guide us from here to the kingdom of God. Now remember, the word of God is true. Therefore, that is why the Bible is still relevant even today. Because the Bible, if you go to the Bible, it addresses universal human experiences.
Yeah.
Such as love, forgiveness, hope, and redemption, which are just as relevant now as they were then. Again, back to eternal truth, its teachings on morality, ethics, and spirituality continue to guide individuals and societies. For instance, I remember when I became an Adventist.
Yes.
Mostly from a conference where I'm coming from. You know, the majority of our pastors, you know, were not that educated. It was only the few that, you know, had were educated. But now, if you look at today, same thing with the membership in the area where I came. But now, people are highly educated. Ministry is highly educated, my friend.
Yeah.
But I want us to take this note. Because now we're looking at the relevance of the Bible. You also look at the world. Now we are in a new democracy in South Africa. During the time of apartheid, there were a few blacks that were educated. But now, you know, there's freedom in education. People are highly educated today. However, if you look at the morals of the people generally, The problem in South Africa, for an instance, the problem is not money. What we need people with ethics. We need people that are moral. There's a lot of moral bankruptcy, starting with the government at the top. So you see now the relevance of the Bible. Now imagine if the people that are leading this country recognized Jesus as the Savior and accepted him, could we be living in this situation? Now it tells me, because the Bible teaches you to be moral, because religion has something to do with the heart. So we see now the relevancy, because the poverty that we see all around is not caused because we don't have, because God has blessed us with the resources, mines, gold, everything we have in South Africa. But the problem is the corruption in the heart of a human being. So we need Dr. Jesus to deal with our heart. Hence, he's knocking at the door of our heart. Now that's where now you see the relevance of the scripture.
I see.
Because scripture teaches you to be moral, upright. Because we have a lot of people that are morally bankrupt. So you see that we really need the scripture to give guidance. When I was still a young man in school, some of the learners came from home where there was no religion, there was nothing about God. But you know, at school, at the morning, there's always someone standing, praying, preaching. As a result, many learners, they missed God from home, but at school, they're sure going to get the word of God. Today, the government has changed that. And you see now, the level of criminality, crime is running the show because we are lacking that guidance, which is the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
So it is very needed today in our time because it is eternal truth. Also, personally, its wisdom and principles can be applied to everyday life, offering guidance on relationships, decision-making, and personal growth. So we need it. What the Bible provides to us is the insight into God's character, love, and plans, offering comfort, encouragement, and spiritual nourishment. We need the Bible. It is relevant. Because if God does not build the house, the builders build the shack.
That's why the
Book of Psalms 127 says, I like it in Message Bible. It builds the shack. If God does not build the house, they're building a shack. And this is what we see. So that shows the relevancy of the scripture. Taking away now from the community, coming to myself, when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, the potential Savior, he transformed my life. I became a new person. For instance, I was in the struggle fighting for liberation. But when I accepted the Lord, I left the politics to politicians. I became a Christian and accepted my Lord, and he transformed my life. I became a new being in Christ. I saw the world from another angle because of the influence of the word of God. So it is needed. It is relevant today. Without it, there's nothing we can do.
Right. And we before we close it off, Pastor, and we just wanted to know that, you know, God communicates with us through his word, of course, the book. But before the Bible was even penned down, this was before the times of Moses. How did God communicate with the people then?
Then before the Bible, God communicated with the people in what is said to be direct speech. God spoke directly to individuals such as Adam, Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and the prophet. He directly, you know, communicated with them. Besides that, also, for instance, if I may read here, holy angels visited the garden and gave instruction to Adam and Eve concerning their employment, and also taught them concerning the rebellion and fall of Satan. This is early writing, page 147. So God communicated with the people through the angels.
Right.
You see, that's how before the Bible. Also, he communicated through visions and dreams. God reveals himself through visions. If you remember Jacob's ladder, Joseph's dreams. So that's how he communicated before the Bible was penned.
Yeah.
You know, the prophetic utterances. The prophet, you see, God communicated with them and they sent the message to the people from God Jehovah. He also communicated through natural phenomena. For instance, if you remember Moses called in the bush when that fire came from the bush. God was communicating a message and was calling Moses. So that's how he communicated before the Bible came into being.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor Pucu, I must thank you so much for coming through. It's been a pleasure, and of course, always a pleasure to communicate with you here on AWR. We're going to be connecting with you once again tomorrow, same time and same place.
Thank you very much.
Blessings to you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.